مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم, طہارت کا پرچم, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Johannesburg. It's a bit windy, not that cold, but a bit windy. My beloved engineer, brother Boniface, he's dressing as if it's hot summer with his beautiful cap on. My engineer Boniface, he will be with me from now till 12ish, inshallah. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And I want to welcome the wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. It's the 27th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1443, corresponding to the 27th of July, 2022. My voice is getting better, slowly but surely. I make shukr and I thank my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing my voice back. I know it was bad on Monday morning. It's still a bit bad, not that bad, but shukr. Shukran to all of our wonderful listeners who are making dua for me. And please, don't stop making dua. Don't stop making dua for me, for my voice to come right. I'm not used to it, you know. I was telling my engineer this morning, Haji Abu Yusuf, I'm not used to when you come live on the airwaves and you make, you know, you clear your throat. I'm not used to that. But because my voice sounds like a frog, you know, Brother Boniface, a froggy. Yeah. So inshallah, we will get there. We will get there. How are you doing, my wonderful listeners, this morning? We welcome you to the bliss of marriage from now to 12ish. Whoever is tuning in and listening, you can inshallah. I'm waiting for our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. You know, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. I see our beloved Fadilatul Ustad is on his way here. So inshallah, we're going to be welcoming him anytime of the program, inshallah. Okay, so our Ustad is here. So inshallah, let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program, The Bliss of Marriage Ustad. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody says, Ustad, scenario, woman delivers a baby boy and then dies a week later. Query. What are the rules, regulations, stipulations regarding custody and upbringing of the baby? And Do the maternal grandparents, Nana, Nani, have any rights over the child? Urgent, anonymous sister, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is the 27th of Zulhijjah 1443. Remember that Friday evening after Maghrib we have to scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. The moon of Muharram is between 21-22 hours if you look at Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town. So inshallah it's a 50-50% chance. Almighty Allah knows best, but we should try our level best to scan the sky. If the crescent is sighted, Friday night, Saturday will be first Muharram 1444, and if it's not sighted, then Sunday will be the first of Muharram, inshallah al-Aziz. Now let us take the scenario: husband, wife, married, mashallah, and then the wife gave birth to a baby boy. After 1 week, 10 days, whatever the case is, now the biological mother passes away. Yeah. Now the question comes regarding custody of this baby who's 8, 10 days old, 7 days old, whatever the case is. So who has preference? So according to the Hanafi scholars, remember, in a case like that, we will say the maternal grandparents have the preference because it's from the mother's side and the mother has the right normally when the baby is so small and so forth. According to the Shafis and them, remember, you will see where the baby wants to go to if the child has reached that age. Obviously, in a case like that, that this child has not reached that age. So, in a case like that, we will use masali, whatever is beneficial, advantageous. So they also will say initially for the grandparents, the maternal grandparents and so forth. But if the maternal grandparents are so old or sickly themselves that they cannot take care, then it will go to the father and the paternal grandparents and so forth. So everybody has to look at the benefit of the baby, the child, and not their own benefit. And don't make it an occasion where now between the grandparents both sides there is a tug of war and there is a real big conflict and tension and so forth. So the child should be the uniting factor and not the breaking factor between, remember, the two families. So that will be our advice. And another point of advice, as the child grows up, let's say for example the maternal grandparents have the custody, so you should not deprive the father or the paternal grandparents that they must have right of visitation, they must be able to see the child, play with the baby and so forth and so on. So all these matters must be taken into consideration.
Ustad, we go to overseas. Is it allowed for a son to request or demand his wife not to remove her hijab in front of his mother and father? This is so since the son knows that his parents may discuss his wife's features with other people, and especially the mother with other women who will then tell their husbands and so forth. Anonymous Ustad.
Remember that it's obvious that his parents know her features. Is that the day they got married? So then the father-in-law, daughter-in-law, there's no hijab or are there. So the reason, the rationale he's giving is not a valid one in Sharia. So they are going to discuss her features and so forth. Even if she wears the niqab, hijab in front of them, still they can still discuss the her features and so forth. Because it's not that they never ever saw her. It's obviously they saw her at least once or twice and so forth. So therefore, this is one type of hulu. Hulu means a tajawuz anil hudud, that you go beyond the limits. Islam did not say that the daughter-in-law must wear a niqab and so forth, the face cover in front of the father-in-law. Yes, in front of the brother-in-law is compulsory, the husband's brother. But remember, in front of the father-in-law, mother-in-law is not compulsory. Now when you're going to eat, for example, they there, you there, you tell her, no, she must wear the niqab and so forth. Otherwise, my father is going to discuss your features. I mean, that is not a valid reason, brother. So in cases like that, the Quran says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum. O people of the book, that don't go beyond the limits. Hadith of Mustafa, rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iyakum wal-ghuluwa, fa inna al-ghuluwa ahlaka man kana qablakum. Authentic hadith in Mustafa Ahmad and Mishkat Sharif. Abstain from going to another extreme and so forth. That is something that destroyed the people before you. So therefore, we will not agree with this husband, with this person here on that matter. Now you're going to another level. So that is too much now. And what the reason you're giving also doesn't make any sense from an Islamic perspective and an Islamic aspect.
Mommy says, Yo, Ustad, I am looking for a pious wife for my son. He's 34 years old and he has his own business. Never married. I have terminal cancer and I want him settled before I die. Do I get rewarded seeing my children married, Ustad? Mommy, Ustad?
100%, what's he waiting for? He's 34 years old. I know common sense is no more common nowadays. He should be the one to think about it. Always I tell the youngsters who are 25, 28, 30, 33, 35, that your parents are alive. If you don't have that common sense, that you must get married immediately so that you take the du'as and supplication of your parents. Tomorrow they're gone. You will regret for the remainder of your life. So 100%, you must encourage him, O Ummi, O mother. But he himself is 33, 34 years old. So just now he'll go downhill and so forth. So this is a must. He must get married. You know, Abdul, first take a Quran. Quran Kareem says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ إِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. That you must get married. Remember the male and female and look for pious spouses. And if you feel you are poor and all that, Quran says, إِيَّكُونُ فُقَرَىٰ يُغْنِيمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. That Allah will enrich you out of His grace and mercy and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. O you group of youngsters, whosoever of you has the financial, physical means to get married immediately. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ wa Ahsanul Ilfarz. This will fortify your private part and you do lower your gaze and so forth. Third one, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, and if you want reference of this, open Fiqh Sunnah by Sheikh Sayyid Sabiq, you will find it there. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Faqihu Hazil Ummah, the jurors and mufti of this Ummah, used to say, hypothetically, today, example I'm just giving now, that today is first Muharram, example that is. So, and I know 10th Muharram, I'm going to die. Hypothetically, for argument's sake. So, I will still get married. This is in the golden era of Islam. Why will you still get married, O Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, for 10 days? Because I don't want to fall into fitna. So take the 15 years away. So then 34. So another 18, 19, 20 years have passed. So depending how you want to count it. So how many fitnas there must be and so forth. So what your son is doing is totally not acceptable and sinful. There to delay, procrastinate. Al-A'zabu shaytanun. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for the man that to remain a bachelor, confirmed bachelor, you are shaitan, and you follow in the shaitan footsteps, because definitely then you will start falling into vices and sin. The hadith is authentic in Mustad Ahmad. So therefore, Ummi, O mother, Allah give you shifa, Allah Ta'ala fulfill your hopes and aspirations. Have a heart to heart talk with your son and tell him he must get married immediately.
Mustafa, somebody says that if Mufti AK had a daughter, what name would you name her? Because my daughter just gave birth yesterday to a baby girl, Ustad.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Allah Jalla wa Ala sent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to set the precedent and for humanity and posterity. So Qawlan, the speech Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi, Inna Habbal Asma ilallah Abdullah wa Abdurrahman. So if it is a boy, then you keep the name Abdullah Abdullah Abdul Rahman. So is the girl Amatullah Amatul Rahman. So we should choose from there Amatullah Amatul Rahman. Oh, you choose Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beloved daughter's name. You know that day 17 people, 10 men and 7 women embrace Islam with Allah's help and mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu mi Rabbi. We non-entities is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So I told the brother Ibrahim Anderson to tell them for the 10 men, choose Ashara Mubashara. And then for the 7 ladies, the 4 daughters of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulsum, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhuna. So you choose from them, mashallah. And if you want a different name and something, then Allah put in my head now, Bushra, the one who brings glad tidings. So you all choose. One thing I'll tell you, this is now from my heart to you. We don't know who you are, right? So last week now, it was exactly a week now, so my nephew Muhammad Hussein in Heidelberg, my brother Abdul Ghaffar, rahimahullah, his son, so his wife gave birth. So I told him, what name? He said, no, I waived my right, and he told his wife that she must choose the name. So I said, excellent what you did. So I said, what name she likes, your wife? He told me that she loves and likes the name of Hanna. Then I have to give all the details. Hanna, H-A-N-N-A-H. Hanna is the mother of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. Hanna is the grandmother of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the maternal grandmother. Hanna means to be kind and compassionate. Idh qalat imra'atu Imrana, the wife of Imran said, Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharradan fataqabbal minni. That she made intention that when she gets pregnant and conceived, she will dedicate that baby boy to Masjidul Aqsa. But lo and behold, it was a baby girl. Sayyidina Maryam was born. And walaysa dhakaruka al-unsa wa inni sammaytuha Maryam. So thereafter, then Nabi Isa alayhi salam came and was born miraculously. So we give all this explanation. So how many names I gave you? Already 10 names. I gave you Amatullah. I gave you Amatul Rahman. I gave you the 4 daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gave you the name Bushra. Gave you the names of Azwaj Mutahharat, Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Maimuna, Sayyida Juwairia. So all of them you can choose. Sayyida Zainab also there. So many names you can choose. So choose a name that has a very, very good meaning, because the name of a person will impact on the personality of that person there. So Allah Ta'ala, come we make dua for the flower that's born. Allahumma faqihha fi al-deen. Allahumma habibha ila al-nas. Allahumma anbitha nabatan hasana. Allahumma aj'alha qurrata a'yunin lahuma. So ya Allah, give her deep, profound understanding of deen. Make her beloved to the people. Make her the coolness of the parents' eyes and the people's eyes and the family's eyes. And ya Allah, let her develop and make her a good girl and good lady, where she will become an asset to humanity. Ameen. So these are all wonderful du'as you as parents should be reading as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. She's asking, Ustad, Khadija or Zara? Ustad,
remember that Khadija, Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife for 25 years, whilst Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So then there was no other wife, and she is the mother of 6 children of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She brought iman in the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam when nobody else brought iman. The first person, not first lady. Alal Talaq. The talaq means absolutely the first person to bring iman was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And remember, she gave her wealth to the master alayhi salam when nobody really wanted to help the master alayhi salam financially. And then she's the mother of my children Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. And the 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqiyya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. And innaha kanat wa kanat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, she was unique and exemplary. And Zahra, Fatimatu Zahra. So the mother and daughter, so you choose what you want. If you're keeping Zahra, then know how to spell it. And that is Z-A-H-R-A-A. So it means shining, glittering. So, oh yes, I was telling you, you the father of this flower, of this baby. This is just man to man talk, heart to heart talk. That you maybe like Khadija and your wife likes for, you know, Zahra. So tell her, are you the husband, you the father? You say, I waive my right. Oh, you my darling, oh my sweetheart, my poppy. You went through all the pregnancy, you gave all the birth and labor, so you are breastfeeding and so forth. So therefore you choose the name. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, wrote an excellent book on this, Tuhfatul Mawdud fi Ahkamil Mawlud. And in there also he is mentioned, the right is the father, but if the father got common sense, he must say, I waive my right and I give it to the wife. Remember that. So that is what we will suggest to you. Let make the wife happy, and she must choose the name, because mashallah, she went through, and she went through all the sacrifices and difficulties.
I see it is a person by the name of Uthman from Four Ways. He says, Mufti Sahib, we're listening to you. My wife is saying that I should become a romantic person like Mufti AK. Uthman, Ustad.
Uthman, what your wife is saying? Your wife is saying that you're sleeping still when I was Valigile, Baba. So the wives, you have to speak to them that way. The older they get, then remember, the more praise they want. So you have to make darling, sweetheart, poppy, all these type of things, my brother. So because Quran is teaching us this. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا is a symbol and sign of Almighty Allah. He told you to get married to your own species, your own kind. We don't get married to animals or snakes and reptiles and so forth. So Adam and Eve, that's all. No Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve business. No LGBT by us is kufr and shirk. That anybody promotes it is out of the fold of Islam. Straightforward. There's no two opinions on that issue. So litaskunu ilayha, when you get married and you embrace your wife, you embrace your husband, there must be sukoon, peace, tranquility, serenity. And then as the marriage goes on, waja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma, Allah brings the love, Allah brings the mercy, because Allah wants you to stay forever. Jorna, no ketorna. You must make the marriage work, not break the marriage. So therefore you must use all these type of terms, my brother Usman. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Ya Humaira, Ya Siddiqa, Ya Muwaffaqa, Ya Aish. From there we draw our lesson, my brother. So you and your wife, I'm asking you, Usman, my brother, that you married 25 years, 15 years, 12 years. When last you and your wife, you sat together, made dua? We hardly do these type of things in our community, society nowadays. So today is Wednesday. Today after Zohar, duas are accepted. So 5 minutes, you make extra 2 rakats in the masjid, you come home, and you and your wife, your children, you sit together for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, make dua. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring ulfa, mahabba, love, compassion within our hearts. It's not the bodies only must meet, the hearts have to meet. They have to be unity of thought, both of you going in the same direction. Otherwise, there always will be conflict and tension. I told you the story, but sometimes you forget, or maybe you didn't hear it. This year, Hajj, for example, Israel. That person went for Hajj alone. Now when he came back 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks passed, he's no more calling his wife, "Oh my poppy, oh my darling, oh my sweetheart, oh my honey, oh my John." So the wife started wondering what's going on now. So she asked him, "Now you went for Hajj and you're no more calling me all these names." So he says, "No, I perform Hajj now. And when I perform Hajj, I can't speak lies anymore." You see? So that is a simple Haji there. He forgot that in husband-wife relationship, if you flatter your wife, that is also ibadat. Wife flatters husband, that also is ibadat. So he was a simple Haji. He didn't tell the shaitan properly.
Ustad, I've got a brother by the name of Anas from Witbank. He says that he's 2 years married and he's a Mormon. He's from Witbank. He's 27 years old. He says, "Please, Mufti Saab, how do I tell my wife I love you? Because when I tell I love you, she says, no, there's no feeling. She wants, I must maybe put some passion on, say, I love you. I just tell her I love you. Ustad, what she wants me to sing to her, I love you." Anas from Witbank, Ustad.
Anas from Witbank, mashallah. You there and you say, "Ki ai, so much." So you must play the game properly. You're just saying love you, but you're not showing it. The creed and the deed has to correspond. So the speech and the actions have to correspond. So today it's Wednesday. You go there home and you tell her, "Come, Popi, sweetheart, we're making dua." Because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua Wednesday afternoon in the battle of Khaybar, in the battle of Khandak, not Khaybar, Khandak, that battle of the trench, and the duas were accepted Wednesday afternoon. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu states, "Whenever I encountered difficulty, I used to make dua Wednesday afternoon. Always Almighty Allah would solve my problem, alleviate the problem, alleviate the difficulty." And we see that Sheikh Albani also said, rahimahullah, his hadith Hassan is good hadith, authentic hadith. So it shows that we accept it. Imam Bukhari mentioned it in Al-Adabul Mufrad. So what bigger proof you want? So, and then you buy a nice gift. You still got time till Zuhur time. So you know she likes certain things. And then you go there, you tell her, "Oh honey, Dad, I spent some money and I brought nice gift for you. See how much I love you." Then you see how the sparks will fly and all these kind of things. So Anas, you must know horses for courses. You see, when she's sad, then you must be sad. Somebody is ill, somebody passed away in a family. So you can't be laughing. You also must be part of the sadness. When she's happy, you have to be happy. Duk suk. You know we say in Memon, "Panke duk suk me bego dyo kape." That's the Memon sentence. Now you, Anas, your Memon is cut you also, so you don't understand this thing here. So this, so what happens is a wonderful sentence this. "Panke bego dyo kape, duk me bi ne suk me bi." And we are partners in life during prosperity and happiness and during adversity and difficulty. So you try all the tactics and then you will see, inshallah. And always read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud.
I see somebody says, "Mufti AK, tell Mulana Arafat not to sing nasheeds on a Thursday night. His voice will go more. I love you, Ustad."
Right. So you must remember, Mulana Arafat, we say Shafaq Allah. Allah give him Shifa. And inshallah, this week, Thursday, he won't sing because now he is going to read Rabbi Shrahli Swadri wa Yasilli Amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli, inshallah.
I see the sisters in Australia say, "Tell Mufti Saab, sometimes it's not only about saying I love you, Mufti Saab. It's showing it in your actions." Sisters in Australia, Ustad.
100% small things in life, small things in marriage have a big impact. So sometimes you just leave some money there and you leave a note there. "Oh my poppy, oh my lovey, oh my honey, oh my darling, whatever, that you are so good to me." You didn't say anything, but you did something. So remember that that is how husband-wife relationship will flourish. So it doesn't be just I love you and so forth, and there's nothing to back it up and substantiate it. 100%, we echo your sentiments that the husband therefore is so important when guest comes and so forth. So you, the husband, you must be active with the wife. That lay the table table, put the plates, put on the dastarkhan, wherever you are eating, on the table, chairs, or whether you're eating on the floor or whatever. So become active and become proactive. Not you sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi and the wife must do everything. And more so in places like Australia, New Zealand, where you don't have maids and all that. Hardly anybody will have maids there. If they have maids there, they have once a week, because there you have to pay by the hour. It's expensive business that. So yeah, in South Africa, you see every second, third person got maid and what have you. So therefore, it's in action also and in speech also, 100%.
Somebody says, Ustad, please advise a mother who doesn't tell her children the truth because they're filling her pockets, Ustad.
Yes, this is a big problem nowadays. You must remember that the mother or the father or both of them get compromised because one son or one daughter is now giving them money, giving them the paying the rental or paying the water lights or takes them for holiday or shopping and so forth. So now they silence them. So they know their son, daughter, or their children, grandchildren are doing wrong things, but they say, nay, if you speak truth, bo karab lage. And then maybe the money will not come. So that is totally incorrect in Islam. In Islam, Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahani Nahi anil Munkar must continue. And Quran speaks about parents and grandparents. Surah 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and save your children, grandchildren from the fire. So that silence, remember on that occasion, when you know your son is doing wrong, grandson is doing wrong, he's got his girlfriend, he's on drugs, she is busy with the boys and they chatting away and the emails are flying to the females and so forth. So obviously you have to speak in this type of situations. Silence there is a crime, remember. And therefore I always say that famous sentence that today you won't find a shortage of fence-sitters. People who sit on the fence, they look which one is my bread buttered. So sitting on the fence is committing an offense. Sitting on the fence is committing a major offense. Remember, so you diplomatically, you must tell your son, your daughter, grandchildren that see, I Haruni Malay, okay, you mustn't do this way, that way and so forth. And whatever is in your taqdeer, whatever Allah has destined for you, that will come to you. That is our iman, our yakin. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good, bad, happy, sad, Allah Ta'ala has decreed it already. So that will come. That does not mean that our children become our boss because remember they are giving us money and gifts and so forth. That's exactly what Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is Ashratu Sa'a, one of the signs of Qiyamah, أن تلد الأمة ربتها, that the child will give birth to the woman will give birth to her master. The mother will give birth to her master. So that is the meaning. Now she gave birth to her son, she gave birth to her daughter, and then they became the boss of the mother, they became the boss and the master of the father. So obviously that is unacceptable.
I see Anas says, G. Muftisab from Woodbank, my memory is a bit kacha. He says, I'm toke bo muhabbat karatito, something like that, Ustaz.
Ah, he's trying to say that he liked me a lot and so forth. I must remember that. So anyway, he's trying now. So practice makes perfect. So you must start speaking Memon at home. Speak Memon with your mother. Speak Memon with your father and so forth. Whatever is your mother tongue, give it currency. Your mother tongue is Urdu, so speak Urdu. Your mother tongue is Gujarati, Gusurti, whatever, so speak that. Is Memon, speak Memon. So that is part of our Islamic culture. The more languages you know, remember, it will always help you in life. I told you I went to Granada in the Caribbean, West Indies, and lo and behold, all Gujaratis there, 99%. The Dr. Bayat is there, and then you find that Musa Jasati is there, and all these people, mashallah, wonderful, beautiful place. And you can visit the whole island in one day, basically. So anyway, so when the masjid there, so I had to give talk. So they say, no, ke Gujarati mein baat karwano. So I can speak Gujarati, but it's a bit cut you also broken. So I told him, fine. So where I get stuck, I just put Urdu word inside. Oh, I can't find a nice word, we just use the English word. But we have to speak all that. So wherever you go, languages is a great asset. You must remember that.
Ustad, I'm newly married. My husband has no respect for me. Everything is a problem for him. I gave birth recently, and I feel everything he has an issue. Please advise Ustad.
Remember, sister, that what is happening to your husband is that you are newly married, first year already you gave birth, mashallah. So first he had you alone. So therefore, that now he could touch you, kiss you, do everything, remember. But now the baby is born, so now the jealousy is setting in. So now your focus, attention is not on him only, it's on the baby now, and it's obvious you have to feed the baby, care for the baby, baby is crying and so forth. So instead of the baby become a coolness of the eyes, the jealousy is setting in. So when the baby is sleeping, he's in a good mood, and you alone, not in front of anybody, you must explain to him that the children are a bounty, a favor, a gift from Allah. Go read Quran, you will find everything there. Surah chapter 42, verses 49. See, I'm reading for you. Surah chapter 42, Surah to Shura, consultation, verses 49-50. Ya bulimay yasha'u inatha, wa ya bulimay yasha'u dhukur. Allah gives as a gift daughters to that married couple. Allah Ta'ala gives as a gift boys and sons to that married couple. Obviously, unmarried also get, but we must give the example that is permissible. We don't want haram children and illegitimate children and bees. There's no crime, no sin on the baby, the crime committed by them. So we must give that example always, that is the good example. So see the word Yahabu, Allah is giving you a gift. So Allah is giving you a gift, now you are getting upset. Why my wife is spending so much time with the baby? The baby is going to consume a lot of time from the mother. Therefore the mother's rank is so high. Al-Jannatu tahta qadamil ummahat. Jannat lies beneath the feet of the mother. The hadith in Mishkat, words like that you will find. Innal jannata inda rijliha. Second one, remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ummak, 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 thumma abak. First your mother, then your mother, then your mother, then your father. To show that she carried the baby, she gave birth to the baby, she breastfed the baby. No male can do all this. So therefore, it is something which the husband is being selfish about. So you need to speak to him that this boy, this son, this daughter of ours is bringing so much barakah and blessing, and there's no need to make everything an issue and so forth. Start ta'aleem also in your house, Riyadus Salihin, Fazaili A'mal, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya. Read, remember, Aytul Kursi, Qul Fala Qul Bin Nas. Even though you're in nifas, you're postnatal, make intention of dua and supplication. So all that is permissible. So inshallah, things will improve.
20 minutes to 12 o'clock. We go for an interval and we'll come back inshallah. We will continue with the bliss of marriage. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Well, it's 18 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Somebody says, Ustad, is Turkey the new holiday destination? Muslims are flocking, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must understand the real politics behind things there. Number one is, if you know Turkey, it has great, great history. The Turks, the Ottoman Empire ruled this ummah, not countries, and they rule continents, three continents almost, half of Europe, whole of Asia almost, and North Africa. For 640 years there was the Ottoman Empire, and then you had Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, the murtad and apostate in shaitan. And remember, he abolished the Khilafat in 1924. He died in 1938, and the last 2 years from his body, insects and ants and that were emanating, coming out. And when he died, then the grave and the land and sand did not accept him. him. They had to bury him in some box and some chest and just leave him there. So those are the shaitans that you see. So, and secondly, if you look at it economically now, then remember that their currency has been devalued by 75-80%. So it's a very, very cheap destination, even never mind what dollar, what our rand also. So therefore, South Africans and other people are flocking there. And third reason why people are flocking there, people who have extra money, extra cash and so forth, so they're going to Turkey and leaving their money there and so forth, thinking that if there are real problems and they have to go somewhere, then they will go to Turkey even for 1 year, 3 months, 6 months. I know of people who bought houses there and homes there. I know people who are trying to get citizenship there and so forth. So, but our advice on all this here, that remember you go to Turkey, you go to Egypt, you go to Iraq, you go to all these places. For a visit you go, it's fine. But if you're thinking you're going to settle there and so forth, remember it will be a disaster for your children and grandchildren. I'm telling you from now. And 99% of the people who I told, initially they find it very difficult. But after 3-6 months, then they'll say, you're right. How many examples we find like that? So remember, I give you one example. Do you know how many thousand prostitutes there are? From where? From Russia. Right there in Istanbul, in Turkey. And remember that they offer themselves. And in a case like that, now the youngsters, they see her, that is very, very white and blonde and green, green eyes and blue, blue eyes. And they got money. So who's going to resist and all these type of things there? So remember that there's so many fitnas going on. The big problem Erdogan is facing, remember, is this. One side, he wants to become part of the European Union. On the other side, he wants to be a person that reviving the Khilafat and Turkey Islamically. So you can't have the boast of the best of both worlds, you know. So therefore, and then his colleagues and his cabinet and ministers, and half of them are not with that Muslim mind and Islamic mind. They're secularists and so forth. So that is all the big problems they are facing there.
Somebody says, Ustad, I am also newly married and gave birth, but unfortunately, the baby passed away. And my husband is always moody since the baby passed away and fighting with me instead of supporting me move this up. He says my body is weak. What should I do, Ustad?
Remember, this is unfair what the husband is doing. This is not a switch on, switch off button. That is Allah's decree. You must remember that you must start ta'aleem in your house, and then you will go. Ta'aleem means take Riyadu Salihin, take the hadith kitab, Fazail works, and you will find the hadith there, mashallah, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about siqatun. Siqat means that you had a stillborn, or the baby left for a few days, few weeks, few months, and then he or she passed away. Tomorrow, on day of Qiyamah and day of justice and judgment, he or she, the baby, will be the barrister, the attorney, the advocate. Oh Allah, I'm not going Jannah. Wa'alam, Allah knows everything. His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, nothing obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah. So why are you not going? He say, I want my parents with me. So you must speak to your husband that this got nothing to do with your body and so forth and so on. He's thinking just like the non-Muslim. You must say that is Allah. Chapter number 13, Surah Ra'ad, verse number 8. You got it, sister? Surah 13, verse 8. Allahu ya'alamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad. Only Almighty Allah knows what the female, the lady is carrying, a boy, a girl, twins, whatever you, what will be their features, what will be their complexion, what will be everything, only Allah knows. There today with all your skin and this and that, so they can give you some idea, but not 100%. وَمَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. The contraction, expansion taking place. Ask the gynecologist, how many hair on the baby? Tell me, he can tell you that. So obviously he can't tell you. So Everything is in Allah Ta'ala's hands. Then, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. How long we will love, how long the baby will love, all in Allah Ta'ala's hand. So Muslim must be, this is the ayat you must quote to him, to your husband, and tell him that he's being very selfish and self-centered. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And exercise patience. And once you do that, then there's glad tidings for you. Then what you will say, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 155, 156, and 157, give the glad tidings. When you don't challenge what Allah Ta'ala has decreed, you accept it lovingly, willingly. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. From Allah's side, there's blessings upon them. Wa rahma, special mercy. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Those are the people who are guided by Allah. So tell him. So the problem was what? He had so much hope, aspirations, and lo and behold, now when the baby was born, is still born, or the baby passed away after 1 week, 1 month, or few months, so now his hopes are dashed. But he doesn't realize it is a blessing in disguise in the year after. And once you are up to it and so forth, then you try, mashallah, Allah will bless you, inshallah, with another baby. And you keep on reading, and both of you should read Surah 37, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring, normal offspring. So in that way, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you all united.
Ustad, the brother says that I want a second wife, but far, far, far away from my first wife. But how will I look after her because my job is here in Durban? What are the rulings, Ustad?
It's not permissible, first of all, to get married, second wife, third wife, fourth wife. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 3. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. So if you cannot do justice, فَوَاحِدَا, then one wife only. So one side you say, I want second wife. Did you want second wife? Then you say she must be far, far away. So far, far away, I understand it like this. Your other wife will be in Johannesburg. Your other wife will be in Cape Town. Your other wife will be in Mauritius. Your other wife will be in Hong Kong. By the time, every time you go and visit her and you come back, you'll be bankrupt. You must remember this type of thing. And you think that wife is going to wait for you all the time there. So you go to visit her. You will be with the first wife 3 months, 2 months, and you're going to go there 1 week or 2 weeks. And then you will come back and so forth. So because your job is in Durban, she'll find somebody else. So what do you think is going to happen? So brother, it's a no-brainer. It's a non-starter. Whenever you think second wife, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Say, Ya Allah, the shaitan and Lucifer is playing mind games with me. And every time you think of second wife, go to your first wife. Tell her, honey, take the money. And that way Allah will save your marriage as well.
Haji Suleiman is having a good laugh, Ustad.
Yes, Haji Suleiman is available here. Our Suleiman is 35 years old and is looking for a wife. He can get married this week, next week. He's ready anytime. Anytime is playtime for him. He's got two sons, 10 years old, 9, 10 years old. And they were their mother and so forth. But he's living with his mother. So, mashallah, anybody interested is here by us. And he is the man in charge of the news, the head of news. Suleiman Asobda. Then we got Uwaisi also. Uwaisi is from India, mashallah, but he came at a very young age here. And his English, everything is perfect. Urdu, all that perfect. And mashallah, he's studying and all. So he's 100% Tablighi. You see, that is Uwaisi. And Suleiman is alright. He's an all-rounder. So he fits in everywhere. He fits in the Khanka, he fits in the Tablighi, he fits in everywhere. So all-rounder. And he is a Tablighi, Uwaisi. He's 22. 2 years old, mashallah, and he gives us our news in the morning, evening, and so. So they're all available. So anybody wants, you contact us, inshallah, and then we can, you can speak. In that way, you can speak to the parents and so forth, and in that way, make some progress.
I see Haji Suleiman says, Riaz Hussain Ustad.
Sir Riaz.
Our engineer.
Yeah, Riaz Hussein there in Durban, I forgot about him. When I went there last time, he said, you only take Suleiman's name, Uwais' name. So take my name also. I'm also available. So our brother Riaz Hussein, he's also available. He works there for Ansar Radio. Mm. And he's an engineer there. So you can see, he also is ready. So if you want your daughter to get married and stay by the coast, East Coast, as they call it, remember, they're Durban. Wonderful weather there. So inshallah, next week we'll be there in Durban. So then you can go speak to him, mashallah, you the father, brother, and so forth. And then the boy, then take the matter forward, inshallah.
Listen to this question, Ustad. Anonymous from South Africa. Mufti Saab, my husband is a womanizer. I told his mother, and she says I must go see her. Go see her a sangoma. He will give muti, so it won't work for any other woman but me. Anonymous from South Africa, Ustaz.
Remember that what your mother-in-law told you is absolutely haram. You go sangoma and you do all that, you'll go right out of the fold of Islam. Man ata kahinan fasaddaqahu. And you must remember that you accept what they tell you to do. Faqad kafara bima unzila ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you have rejected what was and become non-Muslim, because Allah revealed certain things and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam receive wahi. So you're going to reject that, absolutely haram. Instead of addressing the issue, she gives you upside down advice. You must curtail ties with her, don't sever ties with her, but don't ask her for this. She should be the one that, okay, we as responsible parents will speak to our son and so forth. She tell you, no, go to sangoma and all that. Crazy advice, remember that. That is a big problem. Now, sister, that you also should be asking yourself that question. When the proposal came from your husband, you need to be honest if you want to solve the problem. Then did you ever find out properly what I say, did you do your homework? That how committed is he to his salat and namaz? How committed is he to his halal income? How committed is he as a Muslim? Very few of us do this. Now when we get married, the true colors come out. Then we say, oh, we were just worried about the mal and the jamal. That is Boaru Lage, is very handsome, and he came with a smart Mercedes, BMW, be my wife, you know. And we said, ah, we'll get the finish. So we also are partly to blame in all these cases here. So anyway, that you speak to your husband, make dua, wake up the Hajjud time, and inshallah things will change for the better. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. You must remember one thing, sister. Allah just put in my mind now that when you married, now you slum, you trum, all that beautiful. Now when you give birth and so forth, then definitely you must remember your body will go through certain changes. Your body will get blown up a little bit. You won't be so slum, you won't be so trum, and so forth and so on. So that is from Almighty Allah's side. Now sometimes some husbands, they say, hey, my wife now is no more like that 1 liter and all that. She looks like a 5 liter. So and out of shape in the, so by, it's your son, it's your daughter, so she will get back to normal most of the time, but you have to be with her during this time, not look for faults in her and so forth. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Husband wife relationship is like clothing. So the clothing is winter time, we wear winter clothing, summertime, summer clothing. So you have to be close to her at all times to give her that physical material support.
Let's go to Broncos Pray to start. My son has a girl in mind who he wants to get married to. We also too have a girl in mind for him. Should we choose or him? And when is Mufti Saab coming for Broncos Parade? Is Mufti Saab, please remember us, our small town. Broncos Parade to start.
Inshallah, Broncos Parade, we remember by Abdul Hamid. Allah Jalla Wala, grand brother Abdul Hamid, Jannatul Firdaus Al A'la. He is to come pick us up and so forth. Allah make easy for him and his family as well. My advice in the case is like this, that he chose a girl, if she is belonging to the Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, she has good character, is a pious family, and so forth. So then, rather let him get married there with your blessings. But if the girl he chose is not of good character, her belief structures are also upside down, and so forth. She is a Muslim, but not devoted, dedicated. Then you must tell him and have a heart-to-heart talk as parents that, see, we chose a nice girl for you. We will be much more happier if you marry this girl, and our du'as will be with you. The best is honesty is the best policy. So that will be my advice regarding that issue. Okay, next up we have the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. And thereafter that, Maulana Shabir Saluji, principal of Darulum Zakaria, the effort to protect our iman. So that's wonderful how we can protect and preserve our iman. Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji, Hafidhullah. 1 o'clock Adhan, Zohar, 105 to 130, Surah Hashr, verses 11 to 17. Then 130 to 2, we go to the archive, Surah Namal, chapter 27, verses 64 to 75. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 340, this morning's Q&A, very interesting with Allah's help. 340 to 4, various zikrs and dua. 4 to 5, Quran Sharif ko parha karo, read the Quran Sharif. And that is by Moana Salim Dorat of Leicester, UK, in Urdu. 5 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 730, the repeat of Surah Hashr, chapter 59, verses 11 to 17. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8, Moana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. Then 8 to 10 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. 8 to 9, medical file with Dr. Abdul Majid Khatmi. Why abortion is haram in Islam. And then 9 to 9:30 and 9:30 to 10, first will be with Sheikh Shuaib Maida, and then with Moana Salim Karim. So wonderful lineup. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu fiqh. Now we go to the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6 at Safinatu Ilal Jannah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Suleiman Esop.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.